Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line on a finally Friday. Let's thank our sponsors, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Blevins Insurance, Vierks Fine Jewelry, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor, Big Deals, save money right now and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, plus ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith, and Melissa Miller's in the studio with me, along with Jeremy Fuel, Clinton Central Superintendent. Jeremy, thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. Love talking to you once a month or twice a month or whenever we can get
however,
you in here.
However often we come in.
Yeah. Well, you guys have a lot going on. I've got a full list of questions. I know Melissa has some, too. I wanted to ask you first if there was anything new to announce on the upcoming building projects.
Yeah. We're still plugging away. We're about 40% done with architectural design at this point, and every week we have numerous meetings in regards to that because there's a lot of different areas that are going to be touched with the building project. So we've gotten some good news. I mean, this project itself helps our community remain tax neutral because it's just old debt coming off and we're replacing that to be able to remain tax neutral going forward. And that's important. And with our AV jumped up 13%, which is going to allow us to be able to do some more projects over the next few years as well. So it kind of frees up some money within the way our bonds are structured and everything going forward. So that's exciting for us to be able to maintain our facilities and upgrade our facilities as needed going forward.
We're kind of getting down to the nitty gritty of this now. If you're 40% of the way with the architectural part of it, what's the time frame that we're looking at on that?
So construction will start this upcoming March of 23. We'll start with that. Right now the plans show us starting with the foundation work on the new athletic entrance. That's a 10,000 square foot addition to the north side of the high school that allow guests to be able to come in through that side of the building through one entrance, kind of keep everybody out of the academic wings of the building during athletic events. They'll be able to come in and access both Gym 1 and Gym 2 through the same corridor, provide a concession stand. We'll also have guest restrooms, display case areas, a weight room in that area. And then we'll also start at that point in time with our high school office renovation. So we're going to be taking our current library media center, creating a secured entrance that we currently do not have, and being able to add in that office area over there, along with moving the superintendent and central office staff over there as well in the new boardroom. So that'll all start off there. And all in all, the whole project will take about 2 years, 4 months, start to finish with everything, with all the different pieces that we're going to be touching in it.
You don't anticipate, I guess maybe you don't have any way of knowing yet, but we always hear about supply chain issues and stuff. Hopefully that won't be a problem.
Well, and that's something we've been digging into because there's, especially when you're talking steel, some certain electrical components and HVAC components, and about almost $3 million of this project is HVAC work for us, and we have a main electrical switch that we're currently evaluating to see if we need to get that replaced or not. If that had to be replaced, that's about a 57 week lead time for that piece of material. So there's a lot of planning that has to go into this to make sure everything kind of lines up, and this is unprecedented. When we talk to our builders, our project managers, and our architects, they just don't know. I mean, there's a lot of unknowns with that, and it's just a very unique climate that we're in with building and construction. And so you have to keep your eye on the ball at all times with these types of projects.
Like you said, that's what they do. And if they've never seen something like this, you know, it's unprecedented
for
sure. Our tribute to Coach Gilbert. I know that we've been talking about that the last couple weeks on Inside the Huddle every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. And is that going to be next Friday? Is that September 30th?
I believe so. I'd have to double check with Ray, our athletic director, on that. I believe that is next Friday is when they have that going.
I know they planned on going to the Angry Donkey afterwards, and sharing some Coach Gilbert stories.
I'm sure there's lots of them.
I know. So that should be a good time.
Yeah, right, and Coach Gilbert, I mean, he dedicated so many years into the classroom and into athletics at Clinton Central, and I mean, you truly can't replace somebody like that. And he really did a lot of great things, and for the school and the community. And just phenomenal, and his career is just amazing, the amount of time that he put in for us.
And ever since he's stepped away from the coaching, it seems like once a week I hear an amazing Coach Gilbert story, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
doesn't matter who it is I'm talking to.
If you ever get a chance to sit down with him, I mean, he's so intense, and he's so straightforward with everything that he does and says, and you have the world of respect for the man. He's got a wealth of wisdom, whether it's football related or academic related or just life skill related. I mean, the guy,
and I think that's a lot of people, you know, a lot of people focus so much on the coaching and everything, and it's like, he was an amazing teacher.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean,
that's what I've heard too.
My son will flat out tell you that he was probably his favorite teacher in school. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't because he got the slide in that class, it's because he actually learned in that class.
Well, right. The best high school teachers, in my opinion, will run their classes, especially at that junior senior level, will run their classes very similar to how those kids are going to see a college class ran. That's how Coach Gilbert did it.
Yeah.
And they really prepared those kids. Now, even if they're not going to college, they're preparing them to go work for somebody and be able to respect authority and go out in the workforce and be a productive member of society. And Coach Gilbert did a phenomenal job of that.
I wanted to ask you about we had Dr. Rota in here a couple weeks ago. He was talking about the proposed tech center of what they're going to put together there behind Frankfort School. He spoke for all of you guys that you are all on board with what they're going to do at Frankfort High School. Is that a proposed meeting that he's going to sit down with you guys at, or has he sat down?
Oh, yeah. We've all been sitting down and talking for well over a year at this point in time, just trying to get that going, because the way our Wildcat Creek Career Cooperative is set up, we're spread out quite a bit, and some things are at Frankfort, some things are at Clinton Prairie, some things are at different industries within Frankfort, outside of Frankfort, some are at Clinton Central. So what a career center will allow us to do is be able to centralize that, to be able to do what's best for our students and to increase those numbers, because a lot of times that transportation piece prohibits our students from going into those courses. So you think welding, ag mechanics, auto mechanics, nursing, any of those sorts of programs. If we can get those kids into those programs, again, not all kids are going to go to college, but if we can get them trained in some sort of a trade, building trades, whatever the case may be, they can get those skills, and when they leave high school, they can go make a really good living. And it's vital from an educational perspective, get those students in those sorts of programs to help meet their needs so that they can go be productive once they leave us.
I know Dr. Rota is going to come in sometime next month, I believe, in October, and he had said that he's going to bring most of the superintendents with him.
Yep, we got
so
on our
calendar.
So I think
you guys all got it planned. And I told him that we'd had some people asking about this on for and against, frankly, of what they're doing out there and the financial component of paying for it. And he said, we'll talk about it that day.
Yep. So, and that's a struggle. I mean, any sort of finances involved in school are tough because and especially even tougher when you're bringing in four schools to try to work through that. Mm-hmm. A lot of it's going to be working with local industry, the community, the city, the county, to be able to come together as a united front to say, hey, this is an important need. We have these different industries in and around Frankfort that need quality employees. This is a way to train our future workforce for these specific areas. And it's got to be a collaborative effort from schools, from industry, and from the community to be able to invest in our future.
Well, I know for a lot of people, if they want to see what something like this is like, and I'm sure you're familiar with Central 9 down at Greenwood, you know, go on the internet, get on there, look at that program. That program's been there for years, and it's extremely successful. I've actually been down there and done a lot in the classroom. I've been down there. I've worked with some of the classes down there just, you know, as a volunteer and everything. But for anybody who's questioning whether or not this is a need in our area, take a look at that program. Look at the success that that program has had. And I can tell you the numerous students that have come out of that program is phenomenal.
It's like a vocational school.
That's what it is. It is exactly what we're talking about here. It's exactly the same thing. And they've had it. It's been down there for probably 30 years.
And there's other ones around. Kokomo has the Kokomo Career Center.
Right.
There's one in Wabash, Heartland Career Center. Both of those have been around for a long time. It's really good for the students to be able to provide those opportunities. For us, as individual school corporations, for Clinton Central, go do our own thing. Prairie to go do their own thing. Frankfort or Rossville to do their own thing. It's cost prohibitive for us because you're talking about getting specially trained staff members in there. You have these people that would be teaching these classes can go make well over six figures in the industry in what they're doing. And so to be able to, a lot of those people are coming ready for retirement or have retired and want to work a little bit more to work with these kids. And we can get them in there, but we can split that cost and share that cost because we may have two kids that want to go into auto mechanics. Mm-hmm. Prairie may have five. Mm-hmm. Frankfort may have 10. Rossville may have seven. And that creates a full class. And it's just a very cost-effective approach for the school corporations to be able to approach that.
Now, I know it's still early in the discussion and everything, but is this something that down the road you could see, I mean, once it's up and once it's going, you've got the kids going through it, is there the possibility that it might be opened up to have classes and stuff maybe in the evenings for adults?
Absolutely.
Who would like to do this?
Absolutely. And that's where you look at, I mean, we already have partnerships with Ivy Tech. That's where you look at reaching out and obtaining those partnerships with Ivy Tech, as well as other partnerships with the industry setting to be able to do, even if they're not a high school student, be able to provide post-secondary training to adults that want to obtain some additional skill sets to help further them in their careers as well. So absolutely.
Melissa had a great question that I hadn't even thought of. So,
oh yeah,
I
actually follow you on Twitter, so which I love your Twitter. You are so informative, and the fact that you stay. How in the heck you got to have rollerblades or something? Because there's no way that you can be in all those places at once, but obviously you are. College Day.
Oh, my
countywide
gosh.
College Day you guys just hosted. How many colleges did you have there? It looked like a full house of tables. I was thrilled to see that.
I don't have the exact number, but I have to give a huge shout out to Jared Klassen and Ann Helke, our two high school counselors. They did an absolutely phenomenal job of putting that on. They've worked their tails off putting that together, and they have been able to provide food, get these different college vendors in, and because you might have some kids that are on the fence about what they want to do or where they want to go. And that's an opportunity for them. And one, and in just a few hours of time to be able to talk to well over 50 university vendors. It was a packed house, great turnout. I've heard nothing but positive things for that. And I know Jared and Ann take a lot of pride in that.
Now, was that offered just to juniors and seniors or?
Yeah, so what they've done is they offered that up to juniors and seniors this year. I believe they've done in the past a career fair with our freshmen where you kind of have different career opportunities as well as some post-secondary opportunities in terms of university levels. So this is specific for juniors and seniors, those kids that are kind of in the heat of the moment, looking at where they're going to be going in the next year or 2 years.
Yeah.
Jeremy, is there anything else you want to leave us with before we let you go?
Well, one thing I want to say, so we reached out, Clinton Central School Corporation reached out to the Clinton County Rotary Club and some other counties that I've been involved in. We did a student Rotarian of the Month, and so I pitched that idea to them. If they've done that in the past, and they had done it in the past, but they weren't doing it at this point in time, so it's something we were able to get started back up to where we're going to rotate kind of on a monthly basis of recognizing different students from every school corporation. So yesterday was the first opportunity for us to be able to do that for Clinton Central. So Mr. Smith, our high school principal, and I took Lillian Klein and Haley Orem there to the Rotary meeting. And they were able to be recognized for all the phenomenal academic tasks that they have completed in their time at Clinton Central.
I know both of those.
Yeah, I know. We know both of them.
They're sharp girls.
Not only academically, but also through 4-H and FFA and everything else they're involved in.
And I'll tell you what, those two young ladies were able to get up in front of all these business owners and community members, and they were so well spoken. It blew me away. It blew me away. And that just speaks highly to what they're involved in with FFA and everything else that they do. Kudos to them. And I want to thank the Rotary Club for listening to our idea on that. So they're going to rotate over the next few months. Rossville will have an opportunity to get in on that. Prairie and Frankfort as well, to see highlight some of their students that are just going above and beyond and doing great things for them as well.
Very good. All right. Well, always good to see you, Jeremy, and thanks for coming in, and we'll catch you sometime next month.
Then. All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll take a break and come right back and wrap up the Party Line program next on WILO.
The Ramsey Show.
You can start from nothing in America and become a millionaire. You can do it.
It's very, very real. And I just can't stand these people. I mean, social media has just become a black hole of stupid. It's just hate-filled everywhere. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know what? You can actually become a millionaire, and we're going to show people it can be done.
Yeah.
A million's not a billion, but it's more than most people got.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
Looking for more ways to save money? Aren't we all? Jenny here. Shop your local Big Deals online store. You'll find gift certificates to all kinds of local businesses, places where you already shop, restaurants you already love, and great local entertainment. The best part? All of these gift certificates are on sale at discounted prices. Get them for yourself or buy them as a gift. Shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Hi, this is Mercedes Del Rio.
And Tina Duncan with Blevins Insurance. We are a locally owned and community-minded insurance company in Clinton County. We offer auto, home, life, and business insurance with the best rates and trusted companies like Erie, Progressive, Nationwide, and many more. Come see us at our new location, 400 East Clinton Street, Frankfort, or give us a call at 765-650-7808. Hola, somos Tina Duncan.
Y Briseida del Real con la agencia de seguros Blevins. Somos una agencia local y nos enfocamos en servir a nuestra comunidad. Ofrecemos seguros de auto, casa, vida y negocio. Contamos con varias compañías confiables como Erie, Progressive, Nationwide y muchas más. Visítenos hoy en 406 Clinton Street, Frankfort, Indiana, o llámenos al 765-650-7800.
When you need to know.
You can only do good if you're constantly bettering yourself. And I have to say, you know, the deputy chief and the captain, the lieutenant, they really put a lot of energy into the program.
The news team you've come to depend on.
And now phase two, we're expected to start in late August, and that will last through mid-October.
On the air first when seconds count.
Oak Avenue is originally supposed to be in a week. Found out today at 2 o'clock. It's actually going to be a one-lane shutdown and then a full week of complete shutdown.
The news team you've come to depend on.
They're working on that project. We're going to go ahead and we approved 6 street lights down through there that will go with more or less what the rest of the state is putting in down through there.
The news team you've come to depend on.
The biggest concern would be the people coming from the west, from a 50 down to a 40.
Your official weather station. Now with even more coverage at 96.9 and 102.7 FM WILO.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
You wake up in the morning after sleeping under an advertised blanket, on an advertised mattress, in a home that was once advertised by a realtor. You check social media on your advertised phone. You get dressed in your advertised clothes, slip on your advertised shoes, and grab your advertised phone again. Then you grab that advertised coat, get into your advertised car,
drive to work while seeing and listening to advertising, only to arrive and sit at an advertised desk. Then you refuse to advertise, saying, advertising doesn't work. Then when your business fails, you call up various advertising companies to advertise the business or building for sale. Sounds crazy, right? Happens every day in small businesses everywhere. If you believe in your business, your advertising should be a top priority. People go where they are invited to. Stay top of mind with your customers when they need you most. Call Casper Media today at 765-659-3338 to find out how you can increase revenue for 2022.
Ag News, the Farmer Forum, the Free For All, and a lot more. Hi, everyone. I'm AgriTalk host Chip Flory. Join me each weekday morning at 11 right here on WILO for a conversation dedicated to rural America and agriculture. AgriTalk brings you the news, information, and perspectives you need to get to the meat of the issues that matter the most to your farm. Join me for AgriTalk weekdays at 11 on your Ag Leader in North Central Indiana, WILO.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Probite Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to Wildo's Party Line. It's a finally Friday right here. Just a couple minutes left in the program. And when I say a couple minutes, it's already 9:31.
Late.
I'm always starting.
I know.
A little late. Sounds kind of crazy. I know. I have to start getting in here a little earlier, and I still won't get in.
We still
on time.
We were here.
Oh, we were here.
We were here. We just
I just wasn't ready.
Too many things going. So
yes.
Have you seen the Merriam-Webster words, dictionary words?
No, some new ones.
Oh yeah, I'll get these up on Clinton County Daily News because
okay,
we
yeah.
need to put them up there. But
please share. Yes.
How about adorkable?
Adorkable, yeah. I saw that on a meme one time.
Baller.
Baller.
Cringe.
Like, what's a baller? Like
a baller.
Basketball player?
No. Well, yeah.
Okay.
But also really good at whatever.
Okay, okay.
Hardcore.
Okay.
Cringe.
Cringe.
Yeah. I have no idea what this acronym is, but it's FWIW. Have no idea. I'm going to have to look that one
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I'm Googling
there's
it right now.
There's a couple of them that have to
talking.
Look up.
Okay.
Galentine's Day, which, you know, I've heard of that. It's just for it's just for girls instead of, you know, we're friends, girlfriends.
And oh, okay.
You go
not
out and
lesbians.
You have a good time.
Okay.
Greenwashing.
Greenwashing?
Yeah.
Is that like stonewashed jeans?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Janky.
Janky. I've heard
yeah,
janky.
Yeah, I've heard janky.
Looking pretty janky today.
Yeah. Uh-huh. MacGyver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard MacGyver.
I mean, I have
to,
you know.
A lot more.
A lot.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they stuck in the dictionary, though. Metaverse, of course, that's, mm-hmm. you know, out in the.
Facebook. Yeah.
Well, it's Facebook as far as that's their acronym.
The meta.
But,
yeah.
but Metaverse means basically virtual.
Okay.
You know, pumpkin spice.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I didn't make it the last couple of years.
Shrinkflation.
Shrinkflation. I've heard that.
Uh-huh.
Yes, absolutely.
SponCon.
SponCon.
Uh-huh.
No.
Virtue signaling.
Wow. No.
Yeah, I thought that was a little weird. And these are my two favorites.
Okay.
Sus.
Sus?
Yeah, sus.
S-U-S?
That's just so sus, yes.
So sus, okay. Is that good or bad?
It's suspect.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, a little
suspect,
questionable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty sus.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Pretty sus. And then yeet.
Yeet?
Uh-huh.
I've seen this on a bumper sticker, and I still don't know really what yeet means.
Yeet, yeah, it's Y-E-E-T.
Yeah.
And while you're looking up the one, I'll pull it up for you.
Okay, I already looked up the F-W-I-W.
Okay, what is that one?
For what it's worth.
For what it's worth. Okay,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I get it. And then what is I-C-Y-M-I?
In case you missed it. I knew
very
that.
Very good.
I knew
okay.
that one,
yeah. I should have known that one. But.
And then there's W-T-F, which is why the face, right? No, just kidding.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that.
It's not why.
But yeet actually means to discard an item at high velocity.
okay, that's not what I thought it meant.
No, but it's not what I thought either. And the only reason why I even know that is because Reese Witherspoon was actually reading these on air. And she had the same question.
Oh, okay.
And she had to look it up.
So we don't feel so dumb.
No, okay. Definitely not. When she said she had to go into an Urban Dictionary to find half of it.
I believe it.
I thought that was interesting.
All right, one more quickie for you here. Republic Services Walnut Creek Landfill, free day tomorrow,
yep.
7 a.m. to 1 p.m. No trailers or dump trucks. You can bring the pickup truck, the family van, or car loads. Not allowed tomorrow out at the landfill are electronics, TVs, computers, no roofing, no appliances, washer, dryer, stove, refrigerator, no tires, no batteries, no yard waste, and no liquid.
Then what the crap are you taking out there? I'm sorry.
I know, sort of.
I'm sorry, but please.
I guess if you have some extra bags of trash laying around.
That didn't make it into the can when they picked it up.
Wouldn't fit in the trash bag.
It's like, yeah, I don't know.
I'm kind of in the same boat.
I
don't
sorry.
Know. But you can call them and ask.
Yep, you can.
So give them
you
a call.
You can. And then call and check a couple other places for a good place to recycle that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they do other various things. We laugh, but the Walnut Creek Landfill,
they do
a good job
with
it.
They deal with a lot out there.
They do. Mm-hmm. And there's a lady out there. She listens to Wylo. She's a big Party Line fan. Michelle, she knows who she is.
Yep.
And she's out there.
No, we appreciate what they do out there.
I
definitely would not want to have to
do it.
They do. And they keep it nice and cleaned up. I mean, for what they deal
with,
they
do the best they can.
They do the best they can with what they got. And and they have to deal with not only ours, but everybody else's too.
Everybody else's. Yeah, that's a whole other Party Line topic, isn't it?
Yeah, no kidding.
All right. Well, have a good weekend, Melissa.
You too.
Thanks. And thank you for joining us. And thanks to our Party Line sponsors, who include Blevins Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Welty Custom Exteriors, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Brett Caps, Big Deals, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be back Monday for that edition of Party Line. Have a great weekend from WILO.